Please be seated.
请我们看马太福音十一章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章从十六节到十九节。
Matthew chapter 11 from verse 16 through 19.
马太福音十一章的十六节到十九节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 16 to 19.
十六节。
Verse 16.
我可用什么比这个世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上。招呼同伴说十七节
17.
我向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。十八节
18.
约翰来了，也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。十九节
19.
人子来了，也吃也喝，人又说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友。但智慧之子总以智慧回事。这一段话是主耶稣讲的话。
This is the message delivered by Jesus.
十六节主耶稣说，我可用什么来比这个世代呢？
Jesus said, but to what shall I liken this generation?
然后我们跳到最后的结论。
Let's keep to his conclusion.
但智慧之子总以智慧为事。
But wisdom is justified by her children.
所以当主耶稣在提到这个世代，
When Jesus Christ mentioned about this generation,
到最后的结论是我们需要有智慧。
Until we read the conclusion, we must have wisdom.
为什么主耶稣会这样讲？
Why did Jesus make such a statement?
首先我们来明白到底这个世代是什么样的一个世代。
We ought to understand what kind of generation it is.
十七节这样说，十六节这样说。
As stated in verse 16.
说这个世代好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴。
It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions.
十七节。
Verse 17.
我向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
We play the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourn to you, and you did not lament.
这个吹笛不跳舞，就是表示没有感觉。
Playing the flute and yet you did not dance means that one has no sensitivity, has no feeling at all.
因为当时他们在婚宴的场合，常常会吹笛奏乐来。
Traditionally, during the wedding banquet, people will play the flute and dance to rejoice.
但是在那个快乐的场合里面，好像没有反应。
However, man has no feeling at all. Even they are joyous.
那下面说，我向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
Then Jesus said, "We mourn to you, and you did not lament."
这个举哀常常是指着丧礼的场合。
This usually refer to to the funeral, funeral service. It's a very sad moment.
但是好像周围的人不捶胸就是没有感觉。
Again, man did not lament. They have no feeling at all. Or it means beat your breast in the original.
那到底主耶稣在讲什么？
So what did Jesus Christ try to tell?
我们知道我们现在这个世代很注重感觉。
In this generation, in this era, we look upon sensitivity or feeling.
所以你看，很多人在做决定都是以感觉为主。
So many people make decisions based upon their feeling.
如果我感觉好，我就去做。
If I feel it is good, then I will do it.
如果我感觉到不好，我就不做。
If I don't feel good, then I won't do it.
所以整个社会文化的倾向变成感性的社会。
So this is the society of feeling.
因此人用理性去思考就比较少。
Men do not use their sense to try to meditate or to think.
那这个感性的社会里面，我们人很容易被人的欲望所控制。
Man can be easily controlled by the lust. Because of the feeling will result the indulgence of lust. Although a person may possess a lot,
会让刺激你的感觉，会让你觉得说，我如果有这个，我就会更好。
The advertisement or the commercials will stimulate us to gain more.
所以我们一直在追求满足我们的感觉。
So man tried to pursue for the satisfaction of his feeling.
但是这个感觉是无止境的。
Yeah, this feeling is unlimited.
所以我们人一直在满足自己的感觉，但是好像没有一个时候我们觉得够了。
Man tried to fulfill his desire, but he is never satisfied.
但是主耶稣讲这个是指的属灵上。
So what Jesus Christ tried to refer in here is more spiritual.
虽然这个世界上很注重感性感觉。
Although this society focuses in feeling.
但是对属灵上来讲是不知不觉。
Spiritually speaking, man has no feeling at all.
主耶稣说，我向你们吹笛，你们不跳。
Again, Jesus said in 17, we played the flute for you, and yet you did not dance.
主耶稣在世界上把自己比喻作新郎。
On earth, Jesus Christ tried to describe him as a groom.
所以他来世界上是要带给我们好消息。
So he came to the world bringing us a good message.
主耶稣来世界上要把神的国带到这个地上。Jesus
Christ brought the kingdom of God coming to this world.
神的国是什么?
So what is the kingdom of God?
就是神在我们心中作王。
God becomes king in our heart.
就是以马内利。
Which means Emmanuel.
就是神与我们同在。
God is with us.
就是神成我们的力量。
God has become our power or strength.
神成我们的安慰。
God is our comforter.
神成我们的满足。
God will make us content.
神成我们的盼望。
God is our hope.
神成我们的依靠。
And God is our dependence.
神成我们人生最宝贵的一位。
God is the most precious one to us during our lifetime.
但是很多人对信仰，对神的事情不知不觉。
However, many people have no feeling in God.
好像我不需要神也没有关系。
It seems that they don't need God at all.
所以没有感觉。
Therefore, they have no feeling.
因此吹笛不会跳。
That's the reason why we played the flute for you and you did not dance.
那下面说，我向你们举哀，你们不会捶胸。
And moreover, we mourn to you and you did not lament.
主耶稣在世界上没有笑过一次，根据圣经。
According to the Bible, Jesus did not smile on earth. Did not laugh on earth.
但是主耶稣哭过三次。
But thrice he cried.
有一次主耶稣面对耶路撒冷。
Once when Jesus Christ was facing Jerusalem.
他哭了。
And he cried.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是一座荣耀的城。
This is the city of glory.
这是一座属神的城。
And this is the city of God.
神的殿建在这里。
The temple of God was built in this city.
但是耶路撒冷里面的人, 他的生活完全是没有神的生活。
But the man living in Jerusalem had no God in their life.
神差很多次差遣先知去警告他们。
Many times God sent prophets to warn them.
你们不要拜偶像, 要回归向神。
And do not worship idols, and you shall return to God.
他们就逼迫这些先知。
And they persecuted the prophets.
所以先知告诉他们要悔改。
When prophets warned them to repent, and they refused to listen, and they killed the prophets, so they persecuted the prophets.
那最后神差遣他自己的儿子来,
Finally, God sent his own son to come to this world, and who is Jesus Christ, and to preach the message of warning and also preaching the good message.
但是当时的这些宗教的领袖对主耶稣传的警告毫无感觉。
But those religious leaders had no feeling in the warning message of Jesus.
没有捶胸，没有悔改。
They did not mourn. They didn't lament. They refused to repent.
最后把主耶稣钉在十字架。
They even crucified Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以主耶稣在讲那个世代是指着属灵上来的。
So Jesus referred to the generation. He actually means that it is in a spiritual sense.
肉体上很注重感觉。
Physically, man look upon feeling. But in spirit, spiritually, man has no feeling at all.
那在这个世代怎么办呢?
And what should we do?
18节开始,
in verse 18,
说约翰来, 不吃也不喝,
For John came neither eating nor drinking.
人说他是被鬼附着。
And they say he is a demon.
19节。
Verse 19.
人子来也吃也喝。
But the Son of Man came eating and drinking.
人说他是贪吃好酒的。
And they say, look, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber.
约翰来世界做什么？
So what was the purpose of John coming to this world?
我们看约翰传福音的约翰传福音的第一句话讲什么？
So what is the first message that John delivered?
天国近了。
The heaven is near.
那主耶稣来世界做什么？
So what was the purpose of Jesus coming to this world?
我们看主耶稣传道的第一句话。
And what was the first message that Jesus delivered?
天国近了。
And the heaven is near.
什么是天国？
So what is the heaven then?
天国
the heaven then?
就是神的国。
Heaven is the kingdom of God.
神要把这个国降在这个地上。
And Lord will bring this kingdom to the world.
就借着约翰，还借着主耶稣，把神的国带到这个地上。
So through John and Jesus Christ, the message of kingdom was brought to this world.
那这个神的国，哦，在乎公义、平安还有喜乐。
So the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy.
就是有神作王的地方没有罪。
Whenever that is God, that place has no sin.
有神同在的地方有平安。
When God dwells in that place, and there will be peace.
有神同在的地方有喜乐。
And God abides in that place, there will be joy.
所以这两个人来世界，他的目标是一致的。
So John and Jesus have the same goal coming to this world.
就是要把神的国从天上带到地上。
And bringing the message of the kingdom of God to this world.
但是我们看当时世代的人对这两个人的结论不一样，结论是一样。
But the people of those generation draw the same conclusion to these two men.
第一个，他对施洗约翰的结论是他被鬼附着。
So they concluded that John was possessed by demon.
第二个，他对主耶稣的结论说他是贪食好酒。
And to Jesus Christ, they describe him as a gluttonous man and a wine bibber.
那这两个结论都不是好的。
So these two generations are bad.
如果今天
So these two conclusions are bad.
有人说我们是被鬼附着。
If someone say that you are possessed by demon,
我想下一次你不会来三会聚会了。
Perhaps you won't come to attend the service anymore.
可能跑到东湾去或 Pacifica 去啊。
Probably you will go to East Bay or the Pacifica to attend service.
如果有一个人对我们结论说，你这个人是贪食好酒的。
Or someone criticize you, or criticize you saying that you are a gluttonous man and a wine bibber.
这个是代表这个人很世俗。
Means that this person is very secular.
可能我们也非常的不喜欢。
Perhaps, and then we will be very displeased.
那为什么约翰跟主耶稣来，人会对他们有这个评论呢？
Why people make such a wrong judgment towards John and Jesus?
主要是因为他们的生活方式。
It is because of the style of life.
那这个地方讲说，约翰来不吃也不喝。
In verse 18, it says John came neither eating nor drinking.
但是人子来也吃也喝。
But the Son of Man came eating and drinking.
所以我们仔细看哦，这两个人来地上，他的目标是一致的。
Both of these men came to this world with the same goal, same aim, and bringing the kingdom of God to this world, to the earth. But the style, but the living style are different. John didn't eat nor drink, but Jesus ate and drank. What happened if we live during the time of Jesus?
那请问，你是要吃要喝，还是你不吃不喝？
So may I ask you, if you are wearing the same shoe, should you eat and drink, or should you not eating nor drinking?
如果你不吃不喝，人说你是被鬼附着。
If you do not eat nor drink, people will say that you are possessed by demon.
那如果你又吃又喝，人说你贪吃好酒的。
But if you eat and drink, and people still criticize you as a gluttonous man and a wine bibber.
那请问你要用什么方式来过你的生活？
So what kind of life are you going to live?
所以结论才说，智慧之子终以智慧为事。
Therefore, in conclusion, Jesus said, "But the wisdom is justified by her children."
也就是在这个时代里面，我们最重要是要用智慧来判断。
So in this generation or in this era, we should use our wisdom, to judge.
到底要吃要喝
，to justify
吃不喝，你需要有智慧来看清楚，要吃要喝，不吃不喝，那个里面是在讲什么。
So you have, we must use our wisdom, try to understand the true meaning of neither eating nor drinking, or eating and drinking. Then we will be able to make a correct decision. And then we'll decide what kind of a living style we're going to maintain. So let's take a close look. What's the meaning of neither eating nor drinking? Let's refer to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter
3,
verse 4. Matthew chapter 3, verse 4. Let's read from verse 2.
约翰说, 天国近了你应该悔改。 在第三节。Verse 3.
In here, for this verse 2, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey.
So we know, 圣经里面讲, 约翰不吃不喝, 不是真的不吃不喝。
It's not what the Bible says, John came neither eating nor drinking, means that literally, he didn't eat nor drink. If a person did not eat nor drink, how long can he survive? He probably won't be able to live for a long time. Actually, John didn't neither eat nor drink means that he lived in a very simple life. He dwelt in wilderness. So what is a wilderness? A wilderness is not a city, it's not an urban area. Therefore, Jesus once said, as we just read in Matthew chapter 11, let's return to Matthew chapter 11, verse
8.
Verse 8, what do you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. If a person really wants to enjoy life, he had to live in the city. For instance, like what the Bible says, in king's houses. But John the Baptist lived in wilderness. And he ate locust and wild honey. We should try to meditate why John the Baptist chose to live in such a life. Could he follow the example of Jesus Christ eating and drinking? Let's also refer to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter
1.
Verse 15.
路加福音第一章, 15节,
Luke chapter 1, verse 15.
好, 他在主面前将要为大, 但酒浓酒都不喝, 从母腹就被圣灵充满。
For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.
这里说, 不喝的意思是淡酒浓酒都不喝。
And here, he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink.
不是说不喝水。
It doesn't mean that he doesn't drink water at all.
那这个淡酒浓酒不喝, 以现在来讲, 就是对世俗的娱乐有一个节制。
And he kind of controlled himself, tried to refrain from the secular enjoyment. It means that he doesn't have any secular entertainments, living in a very simple life.
那下面说,
he will feel the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb.
那这跟淡酒浓酒都不喝有关系的。
So this is also related drinking neither wine nor strong drink.
人如果太注重世俗的娱乐, 人就没有办法被圣灵充满。
If a person focuses in the secular entertainment, he will not be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为世俗的娱乐, 它的本质跟圣灵充满的本质不一样。
Because the secular entertainment is very different from the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
方向是一样。
But the same directions.
世俗娱乐是要让人觉得满足。
Secular entertainment will satisfy a person.
但是他没有办法真的满足人。
But man cannot have the real satisfaction.
因为这是刺激我们的感官。
It only stimulate your feeling.
但是圣灵的充满, 这是要满足我们的心。
But the infilled with the Holy Spirit will satisfy a person's mind.
因为这个圣灵就是生命。
Because the Holy Spirit is life. Holy Spirit has the life of God. So when the person feels the Holy Spirit, and he will be content. And he will also be filled with the power of God. Verse 16. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. So John the Baptist has a very important but a very difficult mission on earth. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. Just take a look. It's so difficult for a father to change a child.
爱他这么爱,
even you love a child so much indeed, can you change his character or behavior? John Baptist tried to turn many of the Israelites who are not his physical children. Many of the Israelites are very reputable in the society. For instance, like Pharisees, scribes. It's very difficult to turn to change the characters or behaviors. Still, John the Baptist will turn many of them, then the kingdom of God will come upon. So John the Baptist has to be equipped. As stated in verse 17. So he will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah.
所以施洗约翰就是末世主耶稣来的时候，就是圣经预言的那个以利亚的将领。So
John the Baptist served as the purpose like Elijah who was prophesied in the Old Testament.
我们知道以利亚那个时代，他全部的人都去拜偶像。
During the time of Elijah, almost every Israelite turned to idols.
拜神只是形式。
They only worship God in the matter of formality. God has no part in their heart. For 3.5 years, there was no rain on earth. Many people died in famine. They still refused to repent. You can see how hard a man's heart is. But John the Baptist has no change of his mind.
一直到他被升天，他的心智没有改变。
Since the time he was chosen by the Lord, he didn't change his mind.
就是要把以色列百姓带回来向神。He
tried all his best to turn the children of Israel to the Lord.
但是只有心智不够，你还有能力。Not
only you have the desire, but you must have power.
所以这个当时以利亚一跪下来祷告。So
when Elijah knelt down to pray,
天就降下来。
Then the rain came down. Then the Israelites returned to God. And where did Elijah had this kind of determination? That was from God. Where did God give him this power and determination? And right next to the Mount Gilead. And God sent him to the brook of Gilead. where has nothing at all.
他看乌鸦掉饼给他吃,
and he waited every day that ravens would bring food to him.
他喝溪水,
and he drank the water in the brook.
他把神跟人中间的障碍全部都拿掉,
and he removed the barrier between man and God.
所以他可以直接面对神,
so he could face God directly.
在那个地方培养他的心智,
and he cultivated himself and he was refined and gained the power.
所以约翰来地上,
so John came to this, by the same token, John came to this role to accomplish the mission of God. So if he ate and drank, and that would change, his mind would be changed. If a person live in peace and ease, he would not be able to serve the Lord. Everyone likes to live in a easy life. But mentally, we all know that if we try to live in an easy life, we will not be able to pray for a long time. Take a look of the Africans. They live in very simple life. There was no carpet in the church. Muddy ground. But they could pray for 20 minutes, even 30 minutes. So we can see that if a person lives in a very easy life, his faith is in risk. When a person enjoys the blessing of God, sometimes the blessing of the Lord will replace God. We only look upon the blessings, but do not try to build up a good relationship with the Lord. So a simple life will have the barrier between man and God removed. Just like a groom brought a diamond ring to the bride. Of course, it is because of love, showing love. So the bride only focuses on the diamond ring and neglects the groom. So what is the feeling of the groom? Then if you take back the diamond ring, then she will pay attention to you. Well, it is true that God gave us a lot of blessings. But if we live in a very abundant life and turn our attention to the physical things or the blessings, then the Lord has no role in our heart anymore. Then the power of the Lord will leave. It is because it's not we do not have the blessing of the Lord. It's because we have too many barriers. So if a person lives in a simple life and there's no barriers, then the power of the Lord will come directly. If you have been a believer for 3 decades, try to think when you were firstly converted, that the peace and the joy you received, and do you still have those? How about the improvement of our physical life nowadays? So John the Baptist told us that in order to accomplish the mission of God, we ought to live in a simple life. Then we can focus in the Lord, then we will be able to regain the power. Now let's take a look why John was not like Jesus, drinking and eating. Let's refer to John, to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. In this incident, Jesus went into the house of one of the rulers of Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath. When someone invited Jesus for a meal, he did not refuse. So he went. But if we take a close look, the purpose of Jesus Christ going to the Pharisees' house was not because of food. He healed a man suffer from dropsy. And in this incident, he tried to teach the Pharisees what is the truth and what is the spirit of Sabbath. Jesus Christ noticed that who chose the best places. He noticed that a lot of people chose the best places. Also, in this occasion, he tried to teach them how to be humble. So this is the purpose of Jesus, eating and drinking. Let's refer to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 37. Again, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and sat down to eat. But when the Pharisees noticed that Jesus had not washed before dinner, and he was marveled. In other passage, the Pharisees asked Jesus why his disciples didn't wash hands. So in this incident, Jesus Christ tried to teach him, make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greediness, greed and wickedness. So the outer cleanness is not important. So the inner heart of a person is more important. So if Jesus Christ, didn't drink nor eat, he wouldn't have this opportunity to teach them. Let's also refer to Luke chapter 7. Verse 36. Again, the Pharisees asked Jesus Christ to eat with them, with him. Pharisees tried to use different opportunities to pick on the Lord. He didn't refuse, so he went. So in that occasion, a woman in the city who was a sinner came to Jesus. So in conclusion, Jesus said that the more love you have and the more forgive you will receive. So he told this woman that your sins are forgiven. So in this occasion, Jesus Christ tried to show the others his power of forgiveness, his authority of forgiveness. And he also tried to tell the Pharisees that the center of religion, the spirit of a religion is showing love.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
没有爱的宗教是一个空壳子。
If a religion without love, it's not a true religion.
不能感动人，也不能救人。
And it will not touch the others. It wouldn't save a person.
因为没有爱的宗教是没有神。
A religion without love is a religion without God.
那照样福音第二章啊，在记载在婚宴的场合，主耶稣又去了。
There's another incident in John chapter 2 when Jesus attending another banquet. So in that incident, when the wine was used up, and Jesus Christ turned water to wine. So after this miracle was performed, and he manifested the glory of God. And the disciples believe in him. So that banquet was more joyous since Jesus Christ turned a better wine.
所以主耶稣来到人间是要把救恩带到人间。
So the purpose of Jesus Christ coming to the world was to bring the gospel.
因此他要走遍各城各乡跟各种不同的人接触，他才能够把神的国带给他。
So he will walk to different places, different villages, and contact the different kinds of people, bringing the gospel to them. So that's the reason why Jesus eating and drinking. So Jesus Christ commissioned us to do the same thing. We are going to preach the kingdom of God all over the places. What shall we do then? Of course, we have to learn from John the Baptist. Not eating, not drinking. It doesn't mean that physically we refrain from eating any food. Meaning that we ought to live in a simple life. Then our mind and our power will not be changed. Then we will learn from Jesus Christ. Eating and drinking. In any occasion, as long as we are invited, we should go. And the purpose is to bring the gospel to the family or the individual. It seems that these two people live in two different lifestyles. But if we do not see the motivations, then man will make wrong judgments. So when the wisdom is justified by her children, then we are the children of wisdom should know what to do. A lot of these occasions, especially when Jesus was there, he actually served as a role model. In Luke chapter 9, verse 51, when the time he was about to ascend, he decided to go to Jerusalem. And the Samaritans refused to receive him. So John and they asked whether they could send. So the disciple James and John asked whether they could send a fire from heaven to consume them. It seems that they are very righteous. And the Lord came, the Lord from heaven coming to this earth, and yet you refuse to receive him. It is fair to send fire from heaven. But Jesus said, you do not know what manner of spirits you are of. So what does he mean? They didn't have the wisdom of God to understand themselves. It seems that they are very righteous, yet they show no love, no mercy. But they didn't know that. So your person has true wisdom, he will be able to see himself clearly. How can the person see himself clearly? It's not using his own standard. He used God's standard to justify, to judge. Then we can know who we are. But in another occasion, stated in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus told the disciple, and I will be killed and resurrect 3 days later. And Peter hold on him. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." And we just read the verse that Jesus Christ told the disciples, "You do not know what you are thinking." But now it seems that a disciple showing love to Jesus and tell him that this shall not happen to you. Instead, thanking Peter, Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, but for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man." If you try to compare these two cases, Peter showing his love to Jesus, he was rebuked. James and John were very righteous, and they were also rebuked by Jesus. So what should we do? To be righteous or to show love? So the wisdom, by wisdom is justified by her children. We ought to understand God's mind. So in any incident, we should use God's standards to verify. Then our work, our deed will be accepted by the Lord. So in this generation, we need wisdom.